Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's Sippus, 8 yards deep, steps forward, and it's blocked. It's blocked, and it's rolling around, and it is picked up by the Eagles, and running down the sideline with it is Aaron Sippus. He almost picked up a first down, but he didn't, and the Giants are going to have the football inside the 20.
Uncle Merle's like, but he didn't.
It was an amazingly athletic play. I think it surprised everybody.
And him.
And him.
Yeah, including him.
But then he's been out for, when was that, Jack?
The Giants game.
Yeah, that was like the first week of December, maybe? Second week?
Yeah, so December 11th.
Yeah.
It is now.
It's longer than that.
February.
It's like February 11th.
Yeah, it's February.
Now, man.
So he's back? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, they opened up the practice window for him, so Brett Kern might not make the Super Bowl.
Well, they better open up the practice window.
They opened up the practice window for him.
That better mean he's going to be punting.
No, I want to know what the hell he's been doing the last month.
Limping around like Howard. Yeah, Howard was giving him a hard time, he was saying, because he wasn't playing yet. I'm like, man, yeah, you let an old man make fun of you? You better get back out there.
No, nobody has respect for the punter and kickers, man. Nobody. Nobody.
Also, Shane Steichen. So that's good news. Also, Shane Steichen's going to have a second interview with the Colts.
Ooh.
I think I'd seen that out there before, but I guess it's just more official now, which isn't surprising. And I believe that he can – if they win a Super Bowl, I think he gets a job. Right? Like, it's one of these things right now where the Colts don't have an obvious candidate that's
but
out
the
there.
The Colts were smart. They would hire him whether he wins the Super Bowl
Agreed,
or not.
Rather than Jeff Saturday.
Yes.
But, like, it might be one of these cases where if it's an impressive – if the Eagles win a Super Bowl, now he gets a job, right? Like, we see it from time to time where you kind of coach your way into a job. So it definitely could happen. Doesn't seem like Jonathan Gannon is after the Texans went with D'Amico Ryans, it seems like Gannon – with the other jobs, isn't likely to get something.
Happy Monday.
Yep. But Steichen, I guess, could get a job. So there you go.
Yeah, he can get a job. It's still three openings.
So what do we have? Arizona, the Colts.
Three teams without head coaches.
I thought it was just two. Isn't it just Colts and Cardinals now?
Hold on. Carolina got a job.
Carolina.
Oh, then
was
the other
one,
two.
Denver
and
Houston.
Denver and Houston. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It was only five, yeah. So, yeah, you got two left.
And the Cardinals certainly.
Like, is there anything going on with the Cardinals search? I mean, I haven't seen any buzz about it.
You wonder if they're waiting for somebody from the Super Bowl teams just because they haven't.
They must be waiting on somebody.
They're waiting on something, yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, what else would they be waiting on?
They're waiting on something.
There's only two teams left to play.
Yep. All right. Well,
and that's why I don't think it's out of the question that Jonathan Gannon gets a job or Shane Steichen gets a job. To the other, I mean, the team's got an opportunity to fill their job vacancy anytime they want to.
Well, to your point, the Eagles didn't even have Nick Sirianni on their list, and then they said, "Hey, we're kind of striking out here. Let's bring in Sirianni." He got the job. Same thing could happen with either one of those guys.
It definitely can, it definitely can. And so, as a matter of fact, if I were an organization, why wouldn't I want to hire someone from the Eagles organization? That's where I would exactly go. They've made two straight, I don't want to say unconventional, but not popular hires. They made two straight head coaching hires that everybody scratched their head and said, what are you all doing?
And they won a Super Bowl. Now
they
back
won a Super Bowl in the second year of the first guy, and they're about to win another Super Bowl in the second year of the other guy. If I were Arizona or Indy, why wouldn't I want somebody from the Eagles organization? What, am I going to hire who? Like, who are the other candidates that we're talking about here? That's how you hire Nathaniel Hackett. Guys like that. That's how those type of Lovey Smith, who couldn't win in Illinois. You go hire Lovey Smith. Why?
Right. He was terrible in Illinois.
Exactly. It's like they hired him like he won the Big Ten or something.
Right.
Like, that's how you continuously hire bad coaches. Whereas the Eagles don't. They hire Chip Kelly. His first two seasons, they won 10 games. And then he was the reason it didn't work.
Yep.
He was the reason it didn't work. I mean, if I was Arizona or Indy, I certainly would be looking at these two coaches. I would.
Yeah. It seems like a bunch of, like, Kafka's been mentioned, Vance Joseph, Brian Flores.
Yeah, great. All those guys. Awesome. Go win with them. Let me see.
The Bengals defensive coordinator was, I believe they interviewed him as well. But they're certainly still looking. Otherwise, you would hire somebody.
Well, if I'm Arizona, I would imagine you want an offensive coach. And if Shane Steichen has done what he's done with Jalen Hurts, didn't Jalen Hurts and Kyler Murray go to the same damn college?
They did.
Well, if I'm Arizona, Shane Steichen would be the guy I would be calling.
Well, yeah, the key to – the Cardinals' success is unlocking Kyler Murray and keeping him healthy.
You just gave him $180 million. Yeah. You can't do anything unless he's successful.
And Vance Joseph and other defensive court, they're interviewing
guys. Why would I be talking to those guys?
Yeah, it must not be a great organization.
Yeah, why would I be talking to those guys? I mean, literally, Shane Steichen deserves
he's the guy that you should be looking
for changing his offense to fit Jalen Hurts. No offense to Nick Sirianni, but when Nick Sirianni was calling the plays, the offense didn't look this way.
No, it didn't. No, everything changed pretty much when
– I mean, I'm just saying that's what happened. If I'm Arizona, that's what I'm paying attention to. If I'm Indianapolis and I'm about to draft a young quarterback, potentially a C.J. Stroud or even a Bryce Young, why wouldn't I want Shane Steichen to work with him? That's just me.
Well, you would.
Yeah, that's just me.
You would. I mean, nothing against Vance Joseph, but like, really?
No offense, Vance Joseph. You're a defensive coach, I believe. And secondly,
yes.
Hasn't he already? Huh?
He was a head coach with the Broncos.
I was going to say, didn't he already have a shot at being a head coach?
And from what I remember, somebody had said, one of the players had said that the first time he spoke to the team, the players were like, nah, this ain't going to work.
Well, remember Sergio Dipp?
Who?
Remember this?
Oh, the sideline guy.
He's having the time of his life.
Was that really that
was?
Yeah, it was his first game.
That was that time, yep.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't rule out Shane Steichen yet.
No, it's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, if these owners are smart, I would be looking at him.
I
hope he stays, but even if he left, that would allow Brian Johnson to possibly move up to being the OC. I don't know.
I don't know if those owners are very smart.
Well, no, Arizona, of course they aren't.
No, they're not.
Well, according to Pro Football News or whatever, the Kyler contract is scaring a lot of candidates off.
Yeah.
They don't want to be stuck with Kyler Murray.
Yeah, he could.
Well, there's also another report out that said that Kyler Murray, it's Kyler Murray. Right, it's not just the contract. It's that this is the quarterback you have to work with, and he has a reputation around the league.
Well,
yeah. Well, I mean, for Shane Steichen, it's an easy decision.
I'm like, oh well, okay.
Well, I mean, candidates.
If I can get a 5-year job paying me close to $10 million, I think I'd go in.
Right.
And it's guaranteed. Well, you can fire me after a year. I'm still getting my $10 million a year.
But also, I think you could hate him. But he's a top 4 quarterback in the NFC.
Yeah, yeah. If you get him with the right coach, talent wise,
sure.
He has the arm. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Can he mature? Or what have you? He's 5'9". He certainly isn't growing anymore.
No.
No.
Didn't work for me.
Yeah, all those things, I guess. But, Yeah, I mean, listen, if you got the ability to wait for another opportunity, go right ahead. Seems like Sean Payton decided, you know what, I can't wait around for Justin Herbert. I got to take a job now.
And he did.
Yeah.
And he did. Twitter question today, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers. Best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget. Mark's-jewelers.com. Let's go to Maurice in Yaden. What's up, Mo? How are you? Maurice.
Yes.
Mo Cheeks.
Mo Cheeks.
What's up, guys? Hey, $50 million? Hey, I seen his team. He got all women. He's getting that money.
Huh?
I'm talking about Jalen Hurts.
You agree he's worth $50 million is what you're saying?
I know he got women all on his team in his camp. He's getting that money. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. I'm like, what?
He's going to get that
I saw
money.
The same thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to tell G-Wade. He got to come with some new material. This Jalen Hurts versus Patrick Mahomes thing is getting old, bro.
Yeah.
It's getting old, man. You don't have to dog somebody to push somebody up. And if he's second to Patrick Mahomes, that's pretty
There's nothing
pretty
wrong
good,
with it. Yes.
that's pretty good to be second to Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And one more thing, Ike. You were saying that I'm not trying to say the AFC or NFC is better than the other, but you were saying the Chiefs had a tougher conference than the Eagles did. So if you switch the Eagles and put them in the AFC – and you put the Chiefs in the NFC. Is the Eagles still 14-3?
Well, if they have to play Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Buffalo, I don't know.
They're not the number one seed?
I don't know if they're the number one seed in the AFC. I don't know. I don't know, Maurice. There's nothing the Eagles can do about that. I mean, the Eagles played who were on their schedule, and that's fine. They don't have to apologize for that. But I don't think I'm out of line saying the AFC was a stronger conference. Like, they had the better quarterbacks on that side. All those teams have to face each other.
Best quarterbacks sometimes don't win, Ike, and we know that.
But it's tougher. I understand that, but do you not think it would be more difficult if you had to face Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson? If you had to face all these guys, Derek Carr, you don't think that's tougher than having to face, Brock Purdy, Kirk Cousins?
Maurice, you're doing the same thing Wade is with Jalen Hurts with the Eagles.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
you are. It's okay to say – hang on. It's okay to say that the AFC's a tougher conference. No one's trying to say that the Eagles aren't a good team and they wouldn't have been the top team in the AFC. It wouldn't have been as easy.
Yeah, that's all I'm
top
saying.
Top to bottom, the NFC wasn't a great conference this year. The AFC was better.
Yeah.
That's it.
And guess what? It was the same way for a few years when I played. I didn't have to face Tom Brady and Peyton Manning every year. Like,
NFC East wasn't the toughest
exactly,
at that point when
yeah,
you guys were playing,
yes,
and you took advantage of it.
It is what it is. Like, I can't sit here and tell you I played in when we played that the conference was the tougher conference and it was the better conference and we had a more different.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Difficult time to get to the Super Bowl. Like, we didn't take advantage of that.
Right.
I mean, to me, the Patriots took advantage of the AFC East being bad for
almost 15 years.
That's right. They did.
And it wasn't good.
The difference was they took advantage of it.
Right.
Right? They used that to pile up the number one seed every year.
Indeed.
Like, before the season started, the Eagles, I think the NFC East, had the four easiest strengths of schedule.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and you can't use playoff teams because seven teams qualify for the playoffs no matter what their record is. So just because you say you beat playoff teams,
what does that really mean?
Yeah, that doesn't really mean anything. The Vikings won 13 games in the same conference and then lost to the Giants at home. a 9-win team.
But it's also, I mean,
that nobody liked.
A 9 team. Yeah, that the Eagles, that nobody respected. The Eagles undressed, and you saw the difference in talent.
And by the way, before Tua got knocked out, Miami was a good team in the AFC. That was another good team in the AFC with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and doing the things that they were doing.
But if you beat the Dolphins when they were good and Tua was playing, that's a more impressive win than if you play when Teddy Bridgewater or Skyler, whatever his name was out there. Yeah, the details matter. Are we really doing this? Is this what we're going to do until the Super Bowl is that we have, like, today?
Yes.
It's like, no, the AFC wasn't better than the NFC.
I think it was. I think most people would agree with that.
Jack, do you agree with that?
Well, again, who's the best quarterback the Eagles? And this isn't a takeaway from the Eagles, full disclaimer.
Oh, Jack's being negative on the Eagles?
Like, we don't have to be so dumb, right? Like, who's the best quarterback they beat this year? Kirk Cousins, who everyone thinks stinks?
Yes.
Like, listen, I'm very happy, and it's awesome. They're a great team. But, like, some context does matter. Like, it does.
That's all
it
we're
does.
Saying.
Sometimes, yes, I believe the context is, but like,
it does.
You know, Dak.
Not right now.
Forced the defense, whatever. Like, you know, they beat Aaron Rodgers, but he was hurt, you know, for the second half of that game. Like, again.
It doesn't mean the Eagles aren't the best team.
Correct. They're still the best team in the NFC. We understand
yes.
that. But it's also
yes.
fair to say, well, who have they played?
No, you have to admit that everything is perfect. No talking negatively about the Eagles.
They've lost one game with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback, so it's been pretty close to perfect.
I'd say it's been pretty close. All right, back to the phones in a second, but first, let's go to Ike Reese.
Hey, guys, it's Valentine's Day. You know it. Yep, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Now, we're talking sexy, sultry, naturally nude pajamas. They feel just like her soft skin, even more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Now, leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today and save 25%. That's right, I said 25%. Make sure you use code NUDE. Again, that's 25% savings on the best-selling Valentine's Day gift. Pajamagram will even wrap the whole gift up for you for free. For free? Yeah, that's right, for free. That's
for free.
That's what happens when you do this in front of a live audience. That's right, 25% off naturally nude pajamas and free gift packaging. Listen, if you missed out on this offer during Christmas, don't make the same mistakes twice. Give her naturally nude pajamas, but you need to order today because last year they sold out before Valentine's Day. Here's what you got to do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. Again, that's pajamagram.com. Use code NUDE, that's N-U-D-E, and save 25% off your order of naturally nude pajamas and tell them I sent you. See, the problem with this is actually women here.
Here for Ike Reese. What's that promo again? Nude.
N-U-D-E. The problem is we got women in here, and I can't necessarily look up and do this read at the same time.
I saw it up on the screen, and I'm like, I kind of feel bad for Ike because there's probably 40 people in here just looking at Ike. And now he's going to be talking about naturally
nude pajamas.
Yes. And the promo code's mentioned several times.
Yeah, I need to see the package. I could have did it if it was just guys in here. I could have got. I would have felt a little more comfortable.
It's understandable.
I'm blushing a little bit here, in case you can't tell.
You are. I can see it. Let's go to Dr. Rob. Dr. Rob's a Willow Grove native. What's
up,
Dr. Rob?
We got a mom in here and everything. I couldn't even get in my seductive voice. I got mom.
You couldn't get in the character.
Yes, I could not get in the character here, man.
It's true. Dr. Rob, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. I'm about to come in. I'm actually out in the parking lot, but I might turn around now because I have my 11-year-old daughter, and I'm wondering if it's
What's up? Well, come in, Rob. What are you doing?
All right. Maybe. I've got to clean up that little nude aspect there, right?
Take your time. Take your time, Doc.
But my question is, how come we're not talking about the kickers, Ike? Would you say those comments in front of David Akers? Because that boy is stacked these days. I bet you he could still kick in the NFL.
He probably could. He probably could. And that's probably the only kicker athlete that I played with in my entire career. So I probably would not say that to David Akers because he would definitely take it personal. And the next thing
karate
you know,
chop you.
Yeah, I could be in a compromised position with David Akers. But no, I mean, let's face it. We all know that kickers and punters aren't athletes. Come on, man. You know that, Doc.
Come on.
They're just kickers or punters. They're not really football players.
They're just kickers or punters. That's it.
All right. All right, let's get the squat rack out, Ike, and we'll see what the kickers can do. The quadzillas. Hey, Johnny, I got a good being from Willow Grove here. I got a great story about Kremps Florist. It's where I earned my keep over Christmas holidays.
You're a former employee?
I am. Over the Christmas holidays, me and Vin Bowie would come in and trim the flower stems, and they were paying well over minimum wage back in the day. So,
which was probably like $4, right? My first job, I was making $4.25 an hour.
Yeah, $3.65. Anyway, we were there one Christmas, and the modest Kremp brothers, who I think might run the joint now, mentioned that they had a famous cousin. And this famous cousin was Evan Dando from the Lemonheads. What a nice guy.
Ike's favorite band. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a shame about Ray. But a little tidbit about Kremps Florist. What a great place to work over the holidays and celebrities and the like down here in the Grove, man.
Well, we'll see you in like 30 seconds, Rob.
You got that.
Nice story.
Thanks,
nice
come
story,
on in,
Rob.
Man.
Thank
come
you.
On
come on in,
Rob.
Yeah. Don't. If I knew you were in the parking lot, I would have put you up on the air before I did. We made him wait. He's been out in the parking lot
He's
with
been
his
out
daughter.
In the parking
yeah,
lot
I
the
guess.
Whole time.
Yes, probably. Probably.
I don't think so. He said he was on his way. You didn't make it clear that he was sitting right outside.
No, I'm not blaming you.
Yeah. Well, Herb, because Herb is notorious for doing this, where you know he'll be on the phone in the back of Chickies after he's got done.
Yes, and we don't take his phone call. Like, I'm not taking your call. You're here, Herb. Right. Yeah. Rob at least knew to stay in the car and not come with it. Let's go to Rasheem in North Philly, who is also an Upper Moreland alumni. Although
I don't alumni.
We don't. Yet. No, we don't. I can admit that.
No, don't say that, John. We are Upper Moreland alumni, man. Right. Just because we disagree, I still got love for you.
All right, there you go. That's a first.
But the crazy part about it, I don't want to go into like the debate of who the better quarterback to me. I think that they're just two different the way they play football as far as. How it looks is different, so it's a debate that we could have at the end of the day. And to me, I'm perfectly happy with him being in that debate, especially where he came from last year to the point now where he's at, and then so you know where we hope that he's going to get to. I think that you know moving forward in two Sundays from now, one Sunday from now, two Sundays from now, I think the Eagles are a better team than the Chiefs. I think we will. Win that football game. Yes, it's going to be a hard-fought game, but I just think that how we're playing on the defensive end, yes, the Kansas City Chiefs has the number one offensive, you know, pro football focus, but this football team is one of the best sack teams in the NFL history. So pressure on the quarterback is going to be huge in this game, and I think we need to take the same game plan we had as far as, like, running the ball and be able to dominate the line of scrimmage. I don't need Jalen Hurts to go out there and, you know, to throw for 400 yards just to say he's a better quarterback. I want to win the game. So if winning the game going to have us, you know, running the football 44 times, then I'm fine with it. Like, I'm not into it where we need to prove a point just because this is the second full season in the NFL. And he has a good, hopefully, 10-year stretch where he can prove those points. But at this point in time right now, I just think it's an honor for him to be in this in that discussion, and you know, the Eagles are a better football team. We just have to see exactly what type of team we want to get with the Kansas City Chiefs, because Andy Reid is 28-3 coming out the bye. Nick Sirianni is 3-0 coming out the bye. So these are two teams who, with 2 weeks of film study and practice, they're going to come out ready. And I agree with you. I think I'm going to take the under in this game because I don't see. I don't see the Kansas City Chiefs scoring 30 points against the Philadelphia Eagles football team.
With them
not being able to run the football, you're going to have to pass the ball 40 times against this defensive line. It's not going to happen. So I'm going to take the under, but the Eagles are definitely going to win. I don't know the score. It's too early for me right now. I'm hyped and I'm overly excited, but the Eagles are definitely going to win this game. There's going to be two Super Bowls in 6 years. And then at that point in time, we're going to be – we could be talking about with the Pittsburghs and the Cowboys and everybody else who has more than one. So I'm excited. And John Marks, like I said before, man, you're up more alumni. So it's all love.
All right, let's go, Rasheem.
All right,
thank
Rob.
You. See that? You don't buy it, Jack?
Come on, man. They're trying to mend fences.
Well,
here,
I know. And
Jack.
You guys are in a flower shop, and it's close to Valentine's Day. There's a lot of love going around here. You know, it's good. It's good. I like to see the growth from Sheem and you, John.
Yeah.
Jack doesn't want us in this flower shop.
Yeah,
right,
it's too chummy.
Really is. So they have a so there's a big and it's beautiful. But
there's a wiener dog.
Everybody that comes in here, yes, it is.
Ooh, there you go. Boy, almost got a 10-incher.
But everybody that comes in, so there's an Eagle logo right there, and you're putting flowers into the logo.
Starting to get filled,
and it's almost all filled up right now. So if you come in, today to Kremp Florist on Davisville Road in Willow Grove. You can do that. You can also make a purchase by 6 o'clock online at Kremp.com or right here at Kremp Florist, and you'll get 20% off. Online, use the code WIP. But we want to thank the Kremp people because they bid on the Radiothon.
Yeah.
Where we're trying to pump up and we're trying to get the most money for the Eagles Autism Foundation.
Yeah.
We do it once a year, and it's very meaningful to all of us that that people want us to come out to their business or their home, Mike.
Nah, no doubt, man. We are greatly appreciative of this opportunity. Obviously, it's for a worthy cause, and thank you for contributing and taking part in it. It's bigger than just John and I and doing a radio show here.
Yeah.
What you guys have contributed to have us out here is going to go to helping thousands of other kids and people that are dealing with fighting autism and raising research for it. So I think anytime that we can be a part of helping the Eagles raise awareness, Eagles autism, and the people actually get involved, I think we all win in that situation. So in this instance, we are teammates as it pertains to this. So thank you. Thank you.
Big round of everybody here. What a great turnout.
Yes, thank you.
Their cupcakes, pretzels, water, and everything else.
Yep.
We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Jack's probably hating this. He wants more fighting on Hurts in the homes. And we're hugging everybody
here. I will say, it is funny listening to it. I know it's an absurd conversation, but it's funny to hear. But it's all right.
No,
it's a little bit.
No, it actually, it is. It's not fun when no one wants to budge.
Right.
And that's what you have.
Well, that's when the conversation gets stuck. And then now you're just yelling.
You say?
Just yelling at each other.
What else do you say?
That takes the fun away from it.
All right, coming up.
I want to get back into Jalen's $50 million a year and how that's going to impact the team. That's more important right there.
Yeah. But, Ike, he's taking it. Didn't you hear he's taking a hometown discount?
$20 million.
Yeah, he's going to take less.
Can he just be cool one time? I mean, how much money is too much money? Take $20 million. Do you want to win Super Bowls or what?
Take $20 million?
I had somebody recently say, Jalen's smart enough to know, look what Brady did. He took less money his whole career and won all those. That's what Jalen's going to do.
He also had money bags, you know.
He's
not married to a model that makes $30 million a year, though.
He may give you $3 million less a year. He may make $47 a year, not $50.
Yeah, isn't it ironic? Only Brady did that. I didn't see anybody else doing that.
Nope. Nobody. All right, coming up. ESPN laid out its top 50 free agents, and there were seven Eagles. Seven top 50 free agents, boy.
But I got you, bro.
Who do you think stays? Who do you think goes? We'll play that coming up next. We're live at Kremp Flores, Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, guys, listen, if you're happy with the way your hair looks, then great. But if you don't, if you have failing or thinning hair, maybe even wearing that baseball hat a little bit more often, styling your hair a little bit differently. Imagine having your hair back, and that's what Dr. Glatt and his team can do for you. They can make your hair dreams a reality with fuller and thicker hair, and it's science in 2023. You can get your hair back, and Dr. Glatt and his team have the most experience and the most success in hair restoration. So if you want more information, you can dial his office right now. You can actually speak to his hair team, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or check out his website to have before and after pictures and a lot more information, drglatt.com, drglat.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.